try and plow through this boat. You can see that essentially this lake is unusable.
This is a video John Tucci took 6 years ago at Pickerel Lake in Scotts. You can hear his boat working hard as it moves through the thick mats of the milfoil's fern-like green and brown tendrils. Tucci founded Lake Savers LLC, a business that controls unwanted aquatic plants, after having trouble with Eurasian water milfoil in his own lake. He recalls how shortly after his family moved in, his wife pulled their baby daughter out of the lake after a swim and found her covered in brown, smelly muck.
It just dawned on me that if we can't swim in front of our own house on this lake, why do we have this property?
And many of those lake houses aren't cheap. A study by Michigan State University showed that 10 years ago, inland lake properties generated $3.4 billion a year for local governments in Michigan. Scott Brown is the executive director of the stewardship nonprofit Michigan Lake and Stream Associations, Incorporated. He says today, that number is probably close to $5 billion a year.
The little mom-and-pop cottages that were built back in the 30s and 40s and 50s are being torn down in favor of these 5,000-square-foot mansions.
But things like Eurasian water milfoil make living on the lake less attractive, which means property values go down. And when property values go down, so does money for things like local schools and fire departments. John Speeder is the supervisor of Pavilion Township and president of the Long Lake Association. He says he's seen the impacts of this.
During the period of time when there was lots of weeds in the lake and we had maybe 30 to 40% coverage, the sales on Long Lake went way down.
So Long Lake residents started paying about $100 each to treat it with herbicides every year. But if left untreated, it still comes back.
So it kind of begs this question of, well, if all this management is being done on this species, why does it continue to be everywhere?
That's Ryan Thum of Montana State University. We reached him on Skype. He and his team in Michigan recently got a grant to study water milfoil statewide. Water milfoil doesn't die easy. It can hitch a ride with boaters who travel from lake to lake. And last year, Thum's team discovered that it can even play dead. That happened after they treated Gun Lake with herbicides.
They looked pretty dead for a few weeks, but after 4 weeks, you know, and the study was done with scuba divers, and we were able to show that the individual plants that looked like they were dead actually started regenerating.
Thum thinks the key to the milfoil's resilience could be in the plant's genes. He says some milfoil have genes that make it more resistant to herbicides, especially hybrid water milfoil, a cross between invasive and native varieties. Thum says the new grant will help researchers identify those resistant genes in a way that's faster and cheaper. For now, it's not so simple. Paul Hausler is a senior scientist of the lake management company Progressive AE. We talked to him on Skype. Hausler says it takes weeks to get results back from the genetic test. So long, he says, that sometimes you miss your treatment window for milfoil, the spring and summer months. That test is also pretty expensive.
The clients that we work with are not that willing to spend, you know, thousands of dollars just to find out what type of milfoil you have.
Even so, Hausler says genetic testing for water milfoil could save property owners thousands down the road. But some wonder if herbicides really are the answer. John Tucci of Lake Savers is one of them. He says the state needs to be looking into other solutions to the milfoil problem.
We like to say there's only three things you need to know about lake management and lake restoration: nutrient reduction.
Tucci says his company aims to stop fertilizer from washing off lawns and into lakes, which keeps a lot of pesky plants at bay, not just milfoil.
All of this fertilizer becomes the fuel that overgrows the lake with weeds and algae.
But some lake residents are already running out of money to keep the weed under control. Daryl Smith is a retired professor living along Pike Bay in the Keweenaw Peninsula. He says he and his neighbors have paid about $100,000 to treat water milfoil on the bay for 5 years.
Then it's the last one that we have the money for, quite frankly.
If lake residents can't pay, Smith says they'll have to propose a local millage, a cost that he knows his neighbors outside of Pike Bay likely can't afford. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.